Welcome to the Adonis Index podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Matt Mizorak. This is Matt's second time placing in one of our contests. He played fifth in the transformation. And we were just discussing before we started the call the improvements that you made since last time. So it's like each time you take a crack at this, you're getting better. So for some people who haven't been around with us for an extended period of time, you can go back and check out Matt's first placing and listen to his first interview. The link will be in the post. And Matt's got his notes, or at least has his ideas of where he wants to go with this. So this is going to be, we're just going to kind of go with it. So like you said, let's just start wherever you set stats from AT3, and then we'll just kind of go from there and we'll just see where we end up.
Right. All right. Well, I started AT3, and I'm sure you guys are going to post that on the blog. And it was September 2010. I was about 197 pounds, about a 42-inch waist. Talk about a bear belly. But I ended AT3. I actually took my photos for that a week early. It was in 11 weeks. I lost 35 pounds. I was down to 162 pounds, and lost 9 inches on my waist. I was down to 33. I got a little obsessive about it that time around. It was I knew I was ready to break by the end. That's why I took them a full week early. And then there was Thanksgiving. We had holiday parties, a vacation. I mean, there's all kinds of excuses. Everybody has those. But and so I started slowly, or I mean, maybe not that slow, but started gaining the weight and then my waist back. Go forward a few more months. It was March 2011 now. I decided to I wasn't happy with my job, and I was living with my girlfriend at the time. We decided to move to Hawaii on a whim.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, without jobs or anything. We had saved up a little money, and we were like, all right, let's head out to Hawaii. And then we moved there in June, and a couple months later, it was August. You know, I'm living on a tropical island with the girl I thought I would eventually marry, you know, and you think I'd be the happiest guy in the world. I was kind of took a look at myself, and you know, I wasn't all that happy, and I was trying to figure out why. And you know, I hopped back on the scale. I hadn't been to the gym for maybe a couple months there because I was trying to get work and just get situated out there. And you know, I had ballooned all the way back up to the 190s. So about 11 months after AT3, I pretty much looked like I did at the beginning of AT3. And I was reminiscing, looking back about a year ago, and I was like, I don't want to, you know, or so. This is the same time I lost. I don't want to have to lose it that quick again, but I also don't want to look back and know that I'm at a worse spot now this year. I mean, I want to move forward in life, not backwards. So there was a contest starting, I think it was AT6, that was going to start in September. I decided not to enter that contest because I didn't want to get obsessive about it like last time, and end up rebounding again. And at that point, I decided that I'd shadow the contest, as you guys call it. And since I was going to start a couple of weeks before the actual start date, I could end the contest somewhere close to where I ended the last year. But at the same time, doing it at a much more, you know, mellow and sustainable pace. So I wanted to, this time around, I wanted to really change my ways for good and, you know, adopt the, what we call the, you know, the Adonis lifestyle rather than just doing the contest and then throwing everything out the window at the end.
Yeah, make it sustainable instead of just a 12-week run.
Right.
Man, and, it sounds like you were searching for the reverse taper diet that we just didn't have ready yet.
Yeah, I think that might have been key, and I think I might have stumbled upon it too at the same time that you guys were creating it. So,
mean just the concept in general,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. So moving forward to the end of September, my girlfriend and we kind of ran out of money. We were the first to move back to our respective families, which were in different states, until we could find some real work to start paying bills again. And over the next few months, I kind of just looked for work, continued to diet slowly, and I was doing the MBF workouts at that time, five times a week. And come January, I finally landed a job, the help of an old college buddy. And fortunately, at that time, my girlfriend and I kind of had a falling out, you know, a few months apart at that point. And so I packed my bags and headed down, back down to San Diego on my own, really without a, even knowing where I was going to live. And this was the day I started my new job, the same day the contest started. And I was moving down the day before. So I found a place off online from, and I just moved into some random place for like a month and a half. But I woke up early, you know, the day of the contest, the same day I was going to start my job. I got my newspaper, set up my camera, just snapped a few photos and, you know, started my new job. And in the first 2 weeks, at this point, so I guess it's a good starting point, is I was, I think I started the contest around 166 pounds and, I don't know, 34 or 35 inch waist.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a little bit heavier than where I ended AT3, but, you know, I didn't feel like I was doing anything special. I had been maintaining my weight or, like, losing slowly for about 6 months at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So we started the contest. For the first 2 weeks, I dropped probably about 8 pounds. You know, I went pretty hard just to kick it off. And then I maintained my weight while continuing to hit the gym. And I'd finished MBS at this point. I was doing ATS for the first time.
Mm. What did you think of that?
It's hard, especially the first few weeks. It's different, especially like the period, the periodization.
All the tempo stuff really is really I hate using saying a shock, but it is just really different.
Yeah, so that was hard, but you do get used to it after a few weeks. It was nice to do. I think it was week four where it's kind of switched up a little.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, at this point I was going to the gym just about every day. I slowly lost a pound or two until there was about maybe 2 weeks left in the contest.
Mm-hmm.
And then with 2 weeks left, I actually didn't really know if my, I mean, I've heard this on tons of podcasts. So, I really didn't know if my look was going to be good enough to even compete. But I decided I'd gone this far and I was in it. So, and like I said, I had heard it so many times that all the magic, so to speak, happens right at the end.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I decided I'd give it everything I had and trust in what everyone was saying. And I didn't have enough money to like really book like a professional shoot. But I posted an ad on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see if there was some amateurs out there or someone that was like semi or someone that some pro that needed some extra work and was willing to do it for like a cheaper price.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard back from a few people and I went ahead and booked with someone. And you know, at that point, you know, it was on. There was only about 2 weeks left, but you know,
you're obliged at that point.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta do everything I can to get my best look.
Mm-hmm.
So I did all that. I dieted really, really hard for probably the last 10 days, and it was probably not until the last 5 days that my abs really popped down. This is the first time I really ever saw in my entire life. Yeah, my abs.
Yeah, and how old are you right now?
I'm 20. I'll be 29 this month.
That's kind of cool. It's the first time you've seen them. At least, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool, especially considering, like, when I was in high school, I'm naturally, like, a skinny guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, super, super scrawny, and I was just always trying to pack on the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what everyone told me I needed to do. And really, I was probably just, like, 5 pounds away. Like, if I would have lost, like, 5 pounds, I probably would have had an ass. Well,
you mean all along, you just didn't know you were that close.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think there's a lot of people like that. Don't realize that they're always trying to go the wrong direction. They're trying to gain when really they're just a couple pounds away.
Yeah.
All right. So this time around, I got a question. Did you? I mean, you knocked off a bunch of weight in between, and then you kind of entered the con, it's almost like you started a whole new life literally that day. Did you have like a different confidence level knowing that you've been through this once before that you're like, I can, like, did you kind of have a, you know what I mean? Like going through this, did you realize, oh, I know I can make some a real change in 12 weeks sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, once you lose that amount of weight, I mean, you always have that in your back pocket, which kind of, right after I did it, that's kind of to my detriment almost, because I, you know, I'd lost that weight and I wanted to do these things. And like every time I would, you know, I kind of justify like, oh, I could eat this or that. I know how to lose it. But that's not where I'm at now. Now it's like, you know, I enjoy the weekends. And then, you know, Monday through Thursday, I kind of just eat lower and I don't really have to think about it that much anymore. I mean, I go out with friends or family and eat or drink, you know, pretty much anything on the weekends besides, you know, the first weekend or two of the contest and that last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's kind of where I wanted to go with that was, the whole, you know, adopting the lifestyle as opposed to just doing the 12 week sprint. Cause you know, you reach your goal at the end, but then what?
Yeah. Well, so, I guess it's a cautionary tale, right? Anyone can grind out the 12 weeks, but you're going to be left hanging. You really do have to adopt it as a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it sounds like that's what you're doing this time around. And you look more muscular. You look more leaner and more muscular this time around.
Yeah, I think the pictures came out really good, and mm-hmm. I'm definitely leaner and I'd like to think I'm more muscular. I was telling you, my shoulders are a little smaller than last time. It's probably just fat that burned off, and I'm definitely lifting more. So
yeah, no, in general, you look more muscular for sure.
Thanks.
So, I mean, so there's an overall improvement, and there's a serious lesson here, and that lesson is it's got to be a lifestyle, otherwise it can go away. It's not like there's two lessons. You can, once you've got that, like you said, once you know that you can do it again. The trick is you don't want to have to do it again. The idea is to try to maintain it. But I mean that experience really really does help.
Yeah, and something that really helped me. Adopted as a lifestyle, and I think I really have done that at this point. You know, it's been a month after since we've taken the, since I took my photos, and I'm still look pretty much the same, if not maybe a little stronger. And I've actually been hitting the gym a little less, mm-hmm. just in enjoying my time outside and stuff. But, something that really helped me was figuring out, why did I want this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the goal of getting your AI or whatever, but once you get there, if you don't have like a purpose or like, you don't know, then it's like, what now? But so for me, it was when I really went back and thought about it, I did some serious thinking where I didn't have a job and I was kind of all alone for a little while there. Mm-hmm. Just went back and thought about it and I was always at my best self, the happiest and the most confident when I was more, regardless of what else was going on in my life, when I was more active and like in a leaner and better shape. And like, I kind of knew that, but I never really linked them that deeply. And also having the six pack was something that I've wanted literally since I could remember, probably like elementary school. Mm-hmm. And where this came from, I really don't know, but I guess it probably ties into the psychology of the Adonis effect and proportions and what we're naturally attracted to, you know?
Yeah, I think it's kind of built into all of us. If every guy had the choice, they'd obviously want to look like a comic book superhero. Like,
right.
no one would turn that down. Like, you know, and we're exposed to it like constantly.
Yeah. And then I thought to myself, you know, if this is something I've wanted for so long, why haven't I done it yet?
Hmm.
And, you know, if you look for excuses, you're going to find one. There's millions of them out there. It's really easy to find one. But my advice to the guys out there is just to stop looking for excuses, and start finding reasons why you can do it and why you should have it. And I mean, we already have the, you know, sometimes I get caught up with trying to find all the answers before you even get started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it goes back to you got the who, what, when, where, why, and how. We already know who. It's yourself. The what, it's the look, getting in good shape. When should always be now. Where is wherever you're at. And then how, I mean, that's probably the hardest part. And you guys have just handed it to us on the silver platter pretty much. I mean, you got to eat less calories than you're burning and just follow the programs that you've written out for us. So once you find out the last one, which is why, there's really no questions to be answered. And if you know why you're doing it, then it makes it a lot easier,
mm-hmm.
in my experience.
So do you feel like you just, that this whole last couple of years was necessary for you to get to this point? Like you had to go through everything?
Yeah, I think, you know, every step along the way has definitely helped me get to where I'm at. And, I mean, a lot of the lessons you just got to learn by doing them. I mean, you can listen to all these podcasts over and over again, but you don't really, it doesn't get ingrained into you, I don't think, until you actually go through it. So.
Yeah, it's the old adage, right? The kid doesn't know it's fire until they get burned.
Yeah, I mean, every listening definitely helps, but you got to take action. Otherwise, it'll never happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you got to find your own reasons, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, and it's a telling story. I think a lot of people, it seems, when I'm talking to people, it seems like it's almost like when you, what you did here this time around, and when you decided, like, it sounded like you almost like you had a rebirth or something, and it's almost like you got to go through, it's like a total transformation. I think mind and body transforms together for it to stick. You know what I mean? Like you said, you can force it to happen, but like, I think it's more of a whole person experience. I don't want to get all zen really, but it is a bit like more than just the body, like kind of everything has to change for it to stick. And
yeah, that is really how I felt about it. You know, a lot of people, we're told that we're supposed to go through that, you know, and, you know, I went through college and that never really happened. But I think, yeah, the last couple of years has really been just that, what you said. So.
Oh, what? It's changing, like everything changes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's your whole outlook and, I mean, your whole lifestyle, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can't really be just one component. You can't, I mean, it really is a whole person thing, inside out, mind, motions, body, everything has to change. For it to stick, I mean, anyone can force their body to change temporarily, but like you've experienced now, to make it stick, it's got to be a deeper change, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a really good story, and it's I think it's powerful. It's I mean, we're going off of brief words here, but what we're discussing is pretty important, because I know a lot of people go through this, and some people listening are probably in the middle of going through this right now, where they're like, did you ever feel like you were an imposter, like halfway to, you know, like, you know what I mean, like when you sort of look back and saw like the transformation, you know, you got profiled on our website, and then you're like, oh man, am I a hypocrite? Like, did you ever have any of those feelings, or like,
in the
in-between phase?
Yeah, you know, I did that when I, in the last August, when I looked back, and I was like, man, I pretty much looked exactly like I did at the beginning of AT3, and, you know, I didn't even take any photos then, but if you can imagine, I pretty much, the photos you have from AT3, that's pretty much what I looked like last August, so you can, if you want to look at it, from the beginning of AT3 to take those pictures and put them next to the ones that I took for the end of this contest, it's about 9 months. And that's pretty much what I did in the last 9 months. But,
what was the feeling there?
It's good now, looking back on it, you know, it's hard when you fell that far and you're looking back and you're like, man, I fell so far, but now, I mean, you just got to take it one day at a time, and once you decide, and if you have, I mean, like I said, if you have the purpose and you know why you're doing this, it's really not that hard. You know, if you feel like you're going to burn out, just take it easier and just maintain for a couple of weeks, which I did plenty of times, mm-hmm. as long as you're not.
Yeah, you took a much slower run at this one, which also will make it a lot more sustainable. Kind of like you said, you inadvertently stumbled across the sort of the reverse taper idea, so to speak. taking a much longer run at losing, you know, not exactly the same amount of weight, but, you know, losing over a longer duration instead of hammering it all through in 12 weeks. That's probably another reason why it's more sustainable this time.
Yeah, and it was kind of interesting because I haven't read the reverse taper yet, to be honest, but I just listened to the interview that you did with Gregor.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about how it's designed to like do more cardio towards the end, more exercise.
Like when your calories come up,
five
and then
or
you.
10 pounds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was part of my. I did that too, actually, which was you know part of my creating the new lifestyle for me was kind of stepping outside myself and saying, looking at me, and like if I was to watch myself on TV, would you want to piano or if you do you want to are you like, wow, that's pretty interesting, you know, all that interesting where I was at. So I wanted to make some changes there. You know, I started getting into I'm training for some triathlons, some half marathons and stuff like that. So obviously I was doing some quite a bit of cardio at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that helped. I didn't do it for the fat burning, though. I did it, you know, more or less, you know, just to have a more active lifestyle and just to try things out. Like, I hear a lot of people say they don't like running or they don't like this or they don't like that. And I think it comes down to a lot of times it's just excuses for not doing it. And, like, I never really liked running. That's because I wasn't really good at it. And, you know, I kind of was like, I'll stick to this for at least, you know, however long, a few months, and I actually started getting pretty decent at it, and then you get faster, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, I kind of, you know, I enjoy this, and you never really know that until you give it a shot, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's the authority of experience, right? You can speculate about it if you haven't tried it, but you can only ever really truly understand it once you do it.
Yeah,
and then you can decide if you like it or not.
Yeah, and doing it's not a, you know, going out there once or twice. You have to really, like, throw yourself out there and immerse yourself for at least a couple months before you can, you know, make a decision on it, just like any of the weight training programs. Like, you can't just try and say, oh, this one's not for me, and it's not really giving it a shot.
Oh, yeah, you got to give any of these things, if you're going to speak on them, like, you have to actually, like you said, immerse. Like, if you're going to comment on powerlifting, you actually have to powerlift for an extended period. If you're going to comment on any of that stuff, you have to actually do it, not just try it for a day. Like, you have to live the lifestyle at least for some length of time.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. All right, well, where else do you want to go with this?
Let me think.
I mean, if that's where you want to leave it, we can move on to your sort of take home advice. Like, what's the best piece?
Yeah.
I guess what's the major thing you learned since AT3 to now? Like, that going through this, what's your? Yeah, I don't know. What's the major thing you've learned? I think we've touched on some big ones, but what's the major thing you want to get across to guys?
Well, first of all, I guess there's probably like 2 points. Well, one is just to stop making excuses, and you know, you can ask yourself, if you were to look at yourself through like the eyes of a non-biased third party, like if you were to have the money to buy a personal trainer or like a life coach, and you were hearing some of the excuses you were making to get around all the obstacles you have in your life, I'm not doing this because of that, or I can't fit this in because of this. Think of this. If you were at yourself from like in a non-biased view, I'm pretty sure you could probably figure out a way to fit the things in that you saying that you can't do or that you'll do later. You can probably do them now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a big thing is just being honest with yourself. Like, are you happy with where you're at? And if you're not, take action. Basically.
And no one's going to do it for you. If you don't take action, you're going to be right where you're at forever.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess, my closing thought or whatever you want to call it is, you know, figure out why you want to do it and find out the real reason, the deeper purpose, and then do it. I mean, there's no questions that these programs work. We've had 7 contests and something. I mean, they just keep getting better and better. And yeah, I mean, that's basically it. Just print out page 1, go to the gym, do it, and start restricting your calories. The rest will come, and you can always get more information later. There's no shortage of it out there. So
yeah, I mean, start before you even think you're fully, you know, quote, educated on it. Just get going.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to, is taking action.
Mm-hmm. No, well, I 100% agree. All right, well, I mean, I think we can leave it there. That was good. All right. thanks for being on the call, Matt. So for Matt Miserak, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Adonis Index Podcast.